Well, it's another day for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as the Bowling Green Hot Rods take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds in the series finale here on this Sunday afternoon. It was a gloomy Sunday afternoon earlier today, but the tarps are off and we are ready to go here on an overcast Sunday afternoon. Hello, everybody. Evan John with you here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Here to bring you game 6 of 6 between the defending champions of the Southern Atlantic League, the Bowling Green Hot Rods, and your Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hot Rods took the series yesterday from Aberdeen, but with a 4-3 victory, but the Ironbirds trying to salvage the finale of this one. Go over the pitching matchup for you here as the starting pitcher for the Aberdeen Ironbirds is a major league veteran, Zach Eflin, here on rehab in Aberdeen. Pitched for the Baltimore Orioles earlier this season. Made the opening day start for the Baltimore Orioles on March the 27th. That was on the road in Toronto. A big win for the Orioles that day, 12-2 on opening day. Eflin made 3 starts for the Orioles this season, going 6 innings in all 3 of those starts. He's appeared in those 3 games. He's pitched to a 2-1 record with a 3.0 earned run average before going down on the IL earlier this season. He's last pitched in Arizona on April the 7th. And after a transactional move here today, he officially begins his rehab stint in Aberdeen. Eflin will face his old affiliate here in the Tampa Bay Rays minor league high A affiliate, the Bowling Green Hot Rods, as the first pitch from Eflin is just outside to Adrian Santana at 2:06 here in the Dean. Next one on the ground to short. Over is the shortstop, O'Farrell. He crosses across the diamond to Mordaunt to record out number 1. Well, the defense behind Zach Eflin here this afternoon, his battery mate will be Ethan Anderson behind the plate. He'll have Anudis Mordaunt at first, Anderson De Los Santos at third. The double play combination up the middle at shortstop is Griff O'Farrell and the second baseman, Leandro Arias. As the first pitch into Emilian Petre is in there, called strike 1. The outfield left to right for Aberdeen will go Ryan Stafford, Austin O'Verne, and Angel Tejada. As this one in the dirt, 1-1. One from Eflin on the way. Just misses off that outside corner. 2-1 now to Emilian Petre, the Hot Rod second baseman. 237 hitter on the year is Petre. 2-1 down and outside from Eflin. 3-1. Well, Eflin, a very experienced pitcher, the major league veteran, in his 10th MLB season this year. Major accomplishment for Zach Eflin is that 10 years of service time is the holy grail for major league ball players. 3-1 is fouled away over the third base dugout. Eflin, for his career, has pitched just over 1,000 major league innings at 1,020. Payoff pitch coming. Breaking ball is just outside for 4. So Emilian Petre, is on base via the walk with 1 gone here in the top of the first. And Mac Horvath now will stand in, who this one, very interesting here. Horvath and Eflin traded for each other last year between Tampa Bay and the Baltimore Orioles. Came on July 26th last year, traded by the Tampa Bay Rays, was Eflin, to the Orioles for Jackson Baumeister, Matthew Etzel, and Mac Horvath, who stands in right now and faces Zach Eflin. Eflin had signed a free agency deal with Tampa Bay to be closer to home down there in Florida. The Florida native, but then dealt in mid-July, late July that is, last year to Baltimore. Fires a strike two in there to Mac Horvath. No balls, two strikes. Here on the right fielder today for the Hot Rods. We've seen Horvath do a lot of things defensively here this series. He played second base on Thursday night. As the runner's going, this pitch is fouled away down the third base line. We saw him play second base on Thursday night, left field last night, and now right field here this afternoon. Horvath, very familiar with Aberdeen, of course, played here last year. Was an Iron Bird himself, and he's had success here at Ripken Stadium this season. The 0-2 on the way, swing and a miss, strike three. Eflin gets Horvath on a 91 mile per hour fastball. And Horvath goes down on strikes for out number two. That'll bring up the center fielder Noah Myers for Bowling Green. 317 hitter, having a very nice start to 2025. First pitch on the way, runner's going. Pitch is taken. Throw down to second base is in time to get him. Ethan Anderson throws out the runner trying to steal. He's had 20 of 23 steal attempts be successful, throws 13% of his runners out, but he gets this one. Down to second base, he catches Emilian Petre trying to steal, and that concludes matters here in the top of the first. Ironbirds will grab the bats and try to strike first here in the Dean. We'll go to the bottom of the first. No score here in Aberdeen. Well, back here now in Aberdeen, bottom of the first inning, no score here between Bowling Green and the Ironbirds. Starting pitcher for Bowling Green this afternoon is Garrett Edwards. The 6'5" right-hander, 218. Drafted in the 11th round of 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Griff O'Farrell will lead things off for the Ironbirds. Here is he. Pops the first pitch that he sees up in foul territory. First baseman is over to make the play, Robertson. One up, one down here for the Birds. Well, lineup for Aberdeen so far. Griff O'Farrell will play shortstop. He leads off. Vance Honeycutt, the DH this afternoon, he will hit second and stand in right now. The catcher, Ethan Anderson, in the three spot. Austin O'Vern will clean things up in center field. Ryan Stafford, the left fielder, will hit fifth. Leandro Arias will play second and hit sixth. Anderson De Los Santos will play third and hit seventh. Anudis Mordaunt will play first base and hit eighth. And Angel Tejada will play right and hit ninth. The second pitch to Honeycutt is up high. Two balls, no strikes to Aberdeen's designated hitter. The first-round draft pick for the Orioles last year at a UNC stands in. And he'll swing and miss at a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike. Edwards into the wind again here on 2-1. Pitch coming, fouled back into the screen. Edwards from Leesville, Louisiana. Graduate of LSU. Like we said, acquired by Tampa Bay, is the 11th round draft pick in 2023. Edwards, a College World Series champion with LSU in 2023. Teammates with Pirate star Paul Skeens. 2-2 on the way. This one's upstairs. He's a three-pitch pitcher. He throws a four-seam fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Payoff pitch on the way now to Honeycutt. This one inside. Honeycutt will take a walk. So Honeycutt aboard now with one gone, and Ethan Anderson will stand in. Edwards at LSU posting a 4-0 record with a 193 earned run average. Opponents hitting just 183 against the right-hander across 10 relief appearances as a junior. He appeared in 24 games and made two starts with a 341 earned run average as a freshman. As this one's flown out to left field. Incoming, the left fielder can't make the play. They were shifted on him. Haas will catch it on a couple hops in left, and it's a single here, first and second, with one gone. That'll bring up the center fielder, Austin O'Vern, now. O'Vern, a 188 hitter on the season. First pitch to O'Vern. Foul tipped. 0-1. Garrett Edwards for LSU registered superb relief effort in the NCAA regionals, firing a career-high 5 shutout innings and allowing 2 hits with no walks and 4 strikeouts. Earned a degree in sports administration from the university, Louisiana State University. So this one is waved on and missed by O'Vern. It's 0-2. Good start to the year for Edwards. He's 2-1 with a 313 earned run average for Bowling Green. We've talked about it many times before. The Tampa Bay Rays organization just fantastic at developing pitchers, finding diamonds in the rough even. As O'Vern rips this one on the ground to second base. Could be two. Toss to second for one. On to first, and O'Vern beats it by a half step. Uses the speed. Well, O'Vern, a pure athlete, uses that speed. In high school, was a four-sport athlete. Went to USC, University of Southern California, as Ryan Stafford now will stand in. In high school, O'Vern played four sports. He was a baseball player, a basketball player, a football player, and a track runner. Pickoff move to first. O'Vern back with the dive. O'Vern didn't start playing football until his senior year in high school and ended up making the team at USC. First pitch, O'Vern's going. Pitches down, the throw down to second base is into center field. Coming home from third is Honeycutt. He'll score easily. O'Vern steals second base. And the Iron Bird strike first as Brecker tried to get him thrown down and threw it into center field, allowing Honeycutt to walk home if he so chose. It'll go down as an E2. And the Iron Bird strike first. Something the Iron Birds have done very, very well. They've caused chaos on the base paths early this season. As a strike fired in there to Stafford, it's 0-2. They're fourth in the South Atlantic League in walks, over 100 of those. They lead the South Atlantic League in stolen bases. Do the Iron Birds, and they definitely cause chaos when they reach base. 0-2 pitch on the way. This one checked his swing, couldn't hold it up. Home plate umpire calls him out on strikes, and that will conclude matters here in the first. Iron Birds strike first, though, on a stolen base attempt by Austin O'Vern. The throw goes awry into center field. Honeycutt scores from third. Ironbridge strike first. 1-0. Here from Aberdeen on the Ironbridge Broadcast Network and Valley Live. back here in Aberdeen as the Ironbirds lead the Hot Rods 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Zach Eflin back out on the mound for inning number two of his rehab start here in the Dean. Just the one walk for Eflin in the first. Emilian Petre was caught stealing after the walk. And Noah Myers was standing in during that caught stealing. He will take his at-bat again here in the second. First pitch fired down and in by Eflin. Well, Eflin, a first-round pick by the San Diego Padres in 2012. 1-0 pitch on the way, again down and in. He was a high school draft pick, was Eflin, from Paul J. Haggerty High School in Oviedo, Florida. 2-0 pitch on the way. This one on the ground to second base. Over as Arias, it's under his glove into right field. He tried to get it on the backhand, and it slipped through into right field. And that'll be an E4 as Noah Myers will reach base. So to bring up Ryan Spikes, the third baseman here for Bowling Green, a 246 hitter on the 2025 campaign. First pitch from Eflin fouled straight back. Eflin has certainly been around. He's a veteran of the game for sure. No lack of experience for the right-hander. Pickoff move over to first base. Back with a dive is Myers. Eflin fires in this one down and away. 1-1 one strike. Eflin comes set again. 1-1 on the way. Runner's going. Pitches inside. Throw down is a little bit high. And Noah Myers will steal second base. So it's 2-1 now here to Ryan Spikes. Tying runner in scoring position at second base. And Noah Myers with nobody gone here in the bottom of the second inning. Home. This one tapped foul on the third base line. Well, Eflin, a veteran of the game, like we said, in year number 10 of his MLB career, the majority of which he had spent with the Philadelphia Phillies. A starter most of his career, but in 2022 pushed more to the bullpen as the Phillies got much, much better in their starting rotation. 2-2 on the way. This one, fly ball down the right field line. It is floating, and it'll hook foul out of play. Eflin used mostly as a reliever in 2022 with the Phillies. Saw postseason action as well. He appeared in all four series, all four rounds for the Phillies. He made 10 appearances with no decisions. He gave up 4 runs in 10 and 2/3 innings in the postseason. 4 of those postseason appearances came in the 2022 World Series for the Philadelphia Phillies against the Houston Astros. As he gets Spikes to swing and miss at an off-speed pitch, threw the slider at him that time. And down on strikes goes Ryan Spikes. Daniel Veohi in the DH for the Hot Rods this afternoon will step in, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. 2.22 average on the season. Eflin in those 4 World Series appearances against the Astros, he gave up no runs, only allowed 4 hits. This one is down and outside. He struck out 6 batters in that World Series over 4 1/3 innings of work. So Eflin certainly has seen it all as far as the big stage goes. He's been on the biggest stage in the baseball world. as this one is flown down the left field line and out of play. Foul. Noah Myers takes that lead off of second. Veoheen, one ball, one strike. One gone here in the second. Pitch on the way is down and outside. 2-1. Eflin set again at the belt. Look back at second, now comes home. This one on the ground, through the left side, a base hit. Myers had to hold up there to see, and the throw comes in wild all the way to the backstop. From left field, Myers will stay put at third, but it'll allow Veoheen to move up to second. On a very weird errant throw from left field, there was no play really going on. The throw just came in wild. Made it all the way through the infield. Anderson had to retrieve it behind the plate. And Veoheen jogged up to second base. So now it's second and third here with one gone, and that's kind of a big deal. It takes away the double play. The infield forced to come in on the grass for the Ironbirds. And a big spot here now for Hunter Haas, the left fielder, who swings and misses. He's behind a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. First pitch he sees. 214 hitter on the year is Haas, playing left field for the Hot Rods this afternoon. Oh, well, on the way, swing and a miss. 85 that time. Eflin gazes in and gets his sign. Now comes at the belt again. Infield pushed in for the Ironbirds up on that infield grass. And he fouls the 0-2 back over our heads. Eflin gazes in, gets the sign, comes set. No balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss on the slider, he got him, and a quick tag to complete the strikeout from Anderson at first, and a big, big second out for Eflin there. The infield can move back here with two gone. The first baseman, Blake Robertson, will be next. He'll stand in the eight hole. Ironbirds in their USA-themed Sunday jerseys. First pitch on the way in there, called strike one. Ironbirds with a kind of a tie-dye collage, watery-looking blue. Two different shades of blue, lighter blue and a darker blue, all mashed up together. Kind of appears to be a body of water on the jerseys. 0-1 is in the dirt. Good take there by Robertson. Followed it all the way down to the dirt. An orange USA across the chest. The A, of course, being a Maryland crab. It's a dual-colored cap for the Ironbirds today. A dark blue brim, dark blue back, and a light blue front. As this one is ripped on the ground to second base on a hop. Good play. Reyes spins and fires and gets his man and strands the runners in scoring position. So a couple of errors put Eflin in some trouble, but they get out of it and they escape the second inning scoreless. So the Ironbirds will grab the bats again here in the bottom half of the second inning with a lead, 1-0. Ironbirds lead here in the Dean. We are through 1.5 on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We're back here in Aberdeen as the Iron Birds lead the Hot Rods 1-0 here at the bottom of the second inning. Be 6, 7, and 8 due up here for the Iron Birds. Leandro Arias made the play to end the top half of the second inning on defense, and he'll get to lead things off here in the bottom half. He'll face Garrett Edwards out for his second inning of work. 1-0 pitch on the way. This one grounded towards the Iron Birds dugout by the left-handed hitter up the first baseline. Well, Garrett Edwards, like we said, a good start to his season, 2-1 with a 313 earned run average coming into the game. There's a called strike to Arias on the inside corner. 1-2. Edwards, a prolific two-sport athlete with multiple Division I basketball offers out of high school. As the 1-2 comes home to Arias. He pops this one up. On the infield, the catcher, Brecker, in foul territory. He will make the catch for the first out of the inning. But Edwards, a prolific two-sport athlete, multiple Division I basketball offers out of high school. He finished high school basketball as the 29th all-time leading scorer in the nation, over 4,100 points as a basketball player. As a senior, posted an 11-1 record with a .46 earned run average with 95 strikeouts in 75 innings. Leading Pitkin High School to a state championship, a member of the Southwest Louisiana All-Decade team. This Anderson De Los Santos, the third baseman, is in there. 0-1 to the third baseman for Aberdeen. This one in there taken for strike two. Garrett Edwards, actually, the exact same birthday, this one's fouled back to the screen, to the day of his teammate Drew Dowd. Both born on January the 3rd, 2002. Dowd, who Tampa Bay took just 3 rounds earlier in the 2023 draft. This one is down and outside. 1-2. So teammates with the same exact birthday, taken 3 rounds apart from each other. In the 2023 amateur draft. This one's ripped down the line and left. Got all of it, but he pulled it foul. Had the distance down the left field line. But just out in front of it is De Los Santos. One outside. Also at LSU, Garrett Edwards engaged to LSU gymnast Elena Arenas. Just recently engaged. This one is fouled straight back. Fouled it off his helmet, did De Los Santos. Knocked off his helmet, actually, with his own foul ball. Can't say I've seen that one before. Fouled it straight back off his helmet, knocked it off. And he'll get a visit from the athletic trainers for the Iron Birds. Just want to make sure he's okay. Safety first here. Very awkward play. Bit of a discussion here now. He's going to change his helmet. Did he break his helmet on the foul ball? Looks like he might have. And the trainer's going to take his helmet that he was wearing back to the dugout. Might have cracked his helmet on a foul ball. Fouled it straight back. Lucky to hit him in the face. It was off the brim of the helmet. But he's okay. He'll stay in the game. 2-2. on the way. This one, a called strike three for out number two. Bizarre at bat for De Los Santos there. And Anudis Mordaunt now will stand in. Homered in the ball game last night. First pitch he sees, swung on and missed. He's out in front of 85 miles an hour. This one fouled away. So no balls and two strikes here now to Mordaunt. Pitch on the way. Foul, just got a piece down and away. Had to reach for it. Protecting on 0-2. Mordaunt, a 192 hitter on the year. Playing first base this afternoon. O2 pitch again. This one foul tipped into the mitt for strike three. So down go the Iron Birds in order here in the second. 1-0, the Birds lead will go to the top half of the third inning. Here from Aberdeen, still 1-0 to the Birds.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back here in Aberdeen now for the third inning. Ironbirds leading this one 1-0 over the Bowling Green Hot Rods in the series finale, game 6 of 6 here this Sunday afternoon. Zach Eflin will climb the hill again, inning number 3 of his rehab start here in Aberdeen. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for the Hot Rods as Brian Brecker takes strike one on the outside corner, the catcher for the Rods this afternoon. 0-1 is chopped up the middle and through the infield, a base hit. Past the outstretched glove of Arias behind second base, and it's a leadoff single for the Hot Rods backstop. It'll flip the order over now for Adrian Santana. Santana, a ground out victim his first time. A 237 hitter this season. Takes the first pitch outside. Definitely some speed for Santana. Some intense speed. Still 51 bases last season in 2024. Was tied for 6th most across all of minor league baseball at all levels. And 2nd at the single A level last year. 1-0 pitch on the way. Outside. He had a stretch of 10 multi-hit games in 16 contests, accumulating in a 337 average of July last year. 2-0 to Santana is outside. 3-0 now to the shortstop. Pitch on the way, taking all the way, and it's in there at 86 for a called strike one. I move over to first here by Eflin. Back with the dive is Brecker. We talked about the uniforms the Ironbirds are wearing earlier, that multi-shades of blue, kind of collage-looking jersey, almost as if it's a body of water on the jersey. 3-1 on the way is outside for ball four, so it'll be first and second, nobody gone. Orange numbers on the back with a black outline for the Ironbirds. Two-colored hat for the Birds. It's blue brims with blue backs and a light blue front. The outline of the state of Maryland on the front of the cap. Manuel Piche now will stand in. Seager runs this one back to Eflin. He will throw it to second for one. On to first. It's a double play. So Eflin fields his position well. Gets the comebacker on one hop. Throw to O'Farrell covering the shortstop, covering second base. He completes the double play with the turn. It goes 1-6-3. And now two gone for the Ironbirds and a man on third here for the Hot Rods is Brian Brecker. I'll bring up Mac Horvath again. Here grounds the pitch down the first baseline. Like we said earlier, these two squaring off now. Eflin and Mac Horvath traded for one another at the end of July last year, and a move between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Baltimore Orioles at the trade deadline. This one's a called strike. It was a move where the Orioles at the end of the trade deadline in 2023, or 2024 that is, were going for it. They were buyers at the deadline. They liked the looks of Zach Eflin from Tampa Bay, brought him in to boost that rotation. As Horvath hits this one sky high on the infield, it'll be the third baseman, De Los Santos, who waves his hands to shoo everybody off and puts it away right on the foul line for out number three. So, to the bottom of the third we go here in Aberdeen. The Ironbirds on top here as we move swiftly through this pitcher's duel here 1-0 on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. Back here in Aberdeen, inning number three, bottom half of the third. Birds ready to hit now. Here is, it'll be 9-1-2. Due up for Aberdeen, Angel Tejada will lead things off. He's followed by Griff O'Farrell and Vance Honeycutt, all due up here in the third. And he shows bunt and gets it down. High hopping bunt back to the pitcher, Edwards, and he fires to first. by a step to get Tejada for the first out of the third inning. That'll bring up Griff O'Farrell now here facing off against Garrett Edwards, the right-hander. Has had a good first couple innings so far. The only run scored, not his fault. An errant throw into center field on a stolen base attempt that allowed a runner from third to score. That was Vance Honeycutt, the man on deck that came home to score. This one down and away. And like we had said earlier, Garrett Edwards from LSU, a national champion with the LSU Tigers in 2023. So Farrell fouls this one off. Teammates with standout pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Paul Skeens. And I was talking with the Bowling Green broadcaster pregame here as a 2-1 comes home. This one on the ground, 2-3. Diving play by Spikes. To his feet across the diamond to get O'Farrell. What a play. Spikes, a nice diving stop at third. Gets to his feet. And fires across the diamond for out number two. That'll bring up Vance Honeycutt. But like I was saying, talked with the Bowling Green broadcaster pregame, and we were saying something about those LSU pitchers and the LSU gymnast, as the relationships tend to be there, apparently, as Edwards recently engaged to LSU gymnast Elena Arenas, a teammate and close friend of gymnastics sensation at LSU, Olivia Dunn, who, of course, is with Paul Skeens. Oh, and two here to Honeycutt. The DH today. Usual outfield duties for Honeycutt, but just hitting this afternoon. He'll take this one down and away for ball one. Honeycutt, big-time draft pick from the University of North Carolina. The first-round draft pick the Orioles spent on last year in 2024. That's the 1-2 is up high. The one thing that was said about Honeycutt is he did tend to have swing and miss in his game. But a very good hitter. Very fast, good defender. This one's flied out to left field. Over to the line, third base and left fielder converge, but they ran out of room up against the wall. It's about three rows deep into the seats. But the Orioles, of course, using the first-round draft pick, expect good things out of Vance Honeycutt as the Orioles continue to have their plethora of athletic, speedy outfielders that they like, have liked recently in the draft. This one flown down the right field line. This one will be in the seats on the other side of the diamond. This time about six rows deep for Honeycutt. Edwards comes set again here. 2-2 on Honeycutt. It's on the way. On the ground to third. Spikes has it on a couple hops. Fires across the diamond. And he gets his man. So the Ironbirds go 1-2-3 for the second consecutive inning. As Edwards starting to get in a groove here in Aberdeen. We will go to the top of the fourth inning. Ironbirds still leading 1-0 on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. here in Aberdeen now here for the fourth inning between the Hot Rods and the Ironbirds. Series finale here in the Dean. Let's get a ball in the field there. Outfielders warming up. Stop a play here to get that ball back in the bullpen. Now ready, first pitch fired is just inside to Noah Myers, who will lead things off. 4, 5, and 6, heart of the order due up for the Rods. This one down in as well, 2 balls, no strikes. 2 Bowling Green's center fielder. Reached on an error, stole the base, and was stranded at third his first time through. This one's taken for a strike one by Eflin on the outer half. This one is in there, called strike two, so bat still on the shoulder for Noah Myers. Two-two on the way. This one on the ground to first on a couple hops right over the bag. Anudis Mordaunt throws up the hand to Eflin to tell him he's got it. Takes it to the bag himself for out number one. So 3 unassisted to lead things off here now. And Ryan Spikes, a third baseman, will stand in. Spikes, a .241 hitter. 3 home runs on the season. That's good for a tie for the second most on the team. 7 RBIs as well. He flies this one down the right field line. It'll be out of play. Spikes has fared well against the Ironbirds in 2025. As the 1-1 comes home, he taps this one foul. Eflin off the mound. Bareham play fading away. And a pick at first base. What a play. Zach Eflin looking healthy as ever, leaping off the mound to make the play on the third base line. Grabbed it with a bare hand in between the mound and the third base line, and then spun and throw like a fadeaway jump shot, and got his man on a hop. A nice pick from Mordaunt at first to complete the play. It goes 1-3 for out number two. Daniel Vayohi now will hit one sharply into the seats, foul on the third base side. Vayohi, a .236 hitter this season. Has 1 home run and 8 RBIs to his name so far in 2025. Big swing and a miss, almost fell in the batter's box there, has to walk around. The catcher and the umpire there do a lap around that hitter's circle at home plate. Oh, 2 coming. This one down and in. Fiohin signed a minor league contract with Tampa Bay in January. 2024, played a double-A Chattanooga for Cincinnati and their organization with the Reds. It's the 1-2 pitches on the way. Outside, 2-2. At double-A Chattanooga, had a .170 average with 2 homers, 18 RBIs, played in 64 games for the Lookouts. 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball taken there. Good eye by Vayohin. As Eflin comes set again here, a payoff pitch. It was a called strike three. Vayohin thought it was low. He started to toss the bat away as he stands in a limbo-like stance, leaning back as he ask the home plate umpire about that one, but it's strike three nonetheless, and the inning is over. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Ironbirds hanging on to a 1-0 lead, trying to grab some insurance here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We are back here in the fourth inning. Ironbirds looking for some insurance here in their home ballpark. Ethan Anderson, the backstop for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, will lead things off here in the fourth inning. Garrett Edwards comes out for his fourth inning of work. Anderson tries to check his swing on the first offer and can't do it. It's 0-1. Anderson, the team lead in a lot of categories here, the most in a lot of categories for the backstop. His most extra base hits in a game. He had 2 extra base hits on April 12th. That was at Jersey Shore. On the same day, of course, those extra base hits, both being doubles. Leads the team in most doubles per game with 2. This one headed up our way, tipped off the screen. I don't know, the backstop screen there comes high just below us. If it hadn't tipped off that screen, that might have been laptop hunting up here. I don't know. But we won't have to worry about it as it catches the screen, ends up in the seats below. 1-2 now here to the backstop. This one just off the outside corner. Fantastic take from Anderson. Evens the count now, 2-2. Anderson has the most RBIs in the game as well. He has 4 of those that came the next day at Jersey Shore on April 13th. 2-2 coming. This one flown out to left center field. It's shallow. In comes the left fielder, Haas, and he makes the play for out number one. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Austin O'Vern. O'Vern reached on a fielder's choice, stole second base. That stolen base was the errant throw, trying to catch him stealing, that got into center field and allowed Vance Honeycutt to come around and score from third. As O'Vern takes the first pitch outside. Into the line, the 1-0 down low, 2 balls, no strikes. And like we said earlier, O'Vern, a 4-sport athlete in high school. Football player, baseball player, basketball player, and track runner. 2-0 pitch on the way. This one fouled into the mask of the catcher, Brecker. Home plate umpire will give Brecker a minute here to regroup. So O'Vern didn't play high school football until his senior year. So 2-1 comes home, and he flies this one down the left field line toward the seats. Left fielder Haas will range over, but it's out of play. He ended up playing football as a high school senior just because his friends were. Joined the team, and he made all the all-everything teams you would think of, all county, all district, all conference for O'Vern. Ended up making the team at USC. made the football and baseball teams at USC for choosing ultimately to play baseball, of course. Fouls the 2-2 straight back. So didn't play high school football until his senior year, and then the next year ended up catching passes in practice from Caleb Williams, number one overall NFL draft pick last year of the Chicago Bears. 2-2 pitch on the way, comes inside to over, and it's full count now, 3-2. This one outside, O'Vern works the walk. So it's a one-out base runner for the Ironbirds and a speedy one at that. Already stole a base once today. See if he's in motion again at some point here as Ryan Stafford will stand in. Left fielder, a 233 hitter. This one is off the plate of ball, 1-0. There is it now from his catcher on the mound. Pitching coach will come out as well. Pitching coach Steve Merriman for the Hot Rods. A chat with his pitcher and catcher. Ironbirds looking for some insurance here in their half of the fourth. Home plate umpire on his way out here. He'll break up the conference. So Ryan Stafford will stand in, 232 on the season. He's got 12 RBIs, no home runs. Long set here for Edwards and too long for the liking of Ryan Stafford. He calls time. Pickoff move over to first back with a dive is over, but the first baseman Robertson playing more defense than anything on that one. Keeping it in front of him, a little bit low on the throw. 1-0 now, finally comes home, runners going, pitches on the ground down the third baseline, foul. Almost a nice play by the Ironbirds manager there. Ryan Gall tried to make that play with his bare hands, knocked it down. Didn't come up with the baseball cleanly, but very fundamentally sound down there, manager Ryan Gall. This one flown down the line and right. Over is Horvath. He's up against the fence. It'll fall foul out of play. So it's one ball, two strikes here on the Ironbirds left fielder, Ryan Stafford. Austin O'Vern leads off a first. Edwards comes set at the belt. And a pickoff move to first. Trying to keep O'Vern close. Already tried to steal once this at-bat. Edwards making sure he knows he's aware of O'Vern over at first. One ball, two strikes. Here, runners going. Pitches into center field, and it'll be caught on a little slide there by Myers. Looked like he might have knuckled on him a little bit. Went down to a knee to make the play for out number two as O'Vern retreats back to first. Leandro Arias will stand in. Over one so far today. He popped out to the catcher in his first plate appearance, hitting 247. Move over to first. Back again with a dive is Auvergne. First pitch here to Arias. Runners going. Pitch is flown into center field again. Meyer shading into the gap, and he will make the catch in left center field for out number three. So the one-out walk by Austin Auvergne. All the damage that the I-Birds will do here in the fourth. Flying through this one. As it's a pitcher's duel here in the Dean. We head to the fifth. Birds on top, 1-0 on the I-Birds Broadcast Network. And Bally Live. We're back here in Aberdeen now. Relief appearance here now. Go to the bullpen for the Iron Birds. It's another rehab assignment. Andrew Kittredge. The pitch for the Birds here. It's 0-2 to Hunter Haas. This one swung on and missed. It'll be strike three. It gets away a little bit, but up the line favorably for Ethan Anderson. He'll complete the throw down to first and complete the strikeout for out number one. It'll bring up Blake Robertson now. Kittredge set here for Robertson. Fires home, swing and a miss. 0-1. Well, Kittredge is signed for the Orioles this offseason. This one is looped down the line and right, and a base hit into the corner. Around first on his way to second. And he will make it with a slide. Will Robertson. It's a one-out double for the first baseman of Bowling Green. First extra base hit for either side this afternoon. It comes here in the top of the fifth. Well, Kit Rich signed in the offseason by the Orioles as supposed to be a high leverage bullpen piece. This went down and away. With the return of Felix Bautista coming off Tommy John, they wanted to give him the flexibility to ramp up and not throw him into a needing closer role, and Kittredge was supposed to be kind of his support. Another high leverage arm in that bullpen for the Orioles and take some pressure off of Bautista. That's 2-0 here to Brian Brecker. But Kittredge ended up getting hurt, needed work done on his knee during spring training. This one on the ground, up the middle, a base hit. It'll come over, and he will field it on the ground around third to score easy. Is Robertson, and we're tied at one. So an RBI single for Brian Brecker, the catcher. And we are all squared at one here in Aberdeen. And then I'll flip the order over to Adrian Santana. This one fouled away. Out of the stadium here, 0-1. Well, Kittredge, a long-proven track record of high-leverage relief ability. When he debuts for the Orioles, it'll be his ninth season in the bigs. This one is on the ground to second, could be two. Arias to second for one. On to first, it is not in time, a half step. Santana able to beat it out. It's the fielder's choice. And two gone here in the fifth. Bring up Emilian Petre here, the second baseman. Walked and was caught stealing in the first and then grounded back to Zach Eflin into a 1-4-3 double play. Runners going, pitches inside, throw down to second base is just late. Now Santana steals second base. And the go-ahead run now in scoring position for Bowling Green. As Kittredge gazes in here, facing off against Petre. Comes set here and comes home. This one down and away. Can't find it. Ken Anderson and up to third will move Adrian Santana. Skipped away from Anderson just to the first base side of home plate. Anderson couldn't find it and allowed Santana to move up 90 feet to third. So go ahead and run now 90 feet away for the Hot Rods. As Kittredge comes set, fires the 1-1 home, swing and a miss for strike two. But Kittredge, an 8-year MLB veteran, 7 of those 8 years spent in Tampa Bay. Pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals last year, appeared in 74 games, 70 innings pitched, to a 2.8 earned run average. 1-2 on the way, swing and a miss for strike three. So Kittredge gets out of it, strands the runner on third base, and we will go to the bottom of the fifth inning, all scored at one, halfway home in Aberdeen on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We're back here, bottom of the fifth inning from Aberdeen, Maryland. Iron Birds and Hot Rods deadlocked at one. Garrett Edwards back out there for inning number five of work for him. This one on the ground to third. It's foul. By the leadoff man this inning for the Iron Birds, Anderson De Los Santos. Seven, eight, nine. Two up for the Birds this inning. This one will miss outside. One ball, one strike. This one looped into left field, a base hit for De Los Santos. Leadoff single for the Birds is De Los Santos. Lines one to left field. Anudis Mordan now will stand in. Leadoff single. And now the first baseman homeward yesterday. Into the visitor's bullpen down the left field line. And he fouls the first pitch he sees straight into the ground. For Garrett Edwards, he's never gone more than five innings this season. He's gone five innings three times this year. A one on the way, way out in front. Is De Los Santos fooled on 82, or rather more done, excuse me, fooled on 82. No balls and two strikes now. De Los Santos leads off first, and big swing and a miss by Mordan for strike three. He's out number one here in the fifth. Angel Tejada now will stand in. Tejada, the right fielder. Hitting an even 200 this year, right at that Mendoza line right now. First offering is fouled away over the first base dugout. Edwards comes set again here on 0-1. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Almost down to a knee there goes Tejada. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes here from Edwards. Edwards, like we said, has gone five innings three times. His max out on pitches in an appearance has been 81 this year. He's at 67 right now. I move over to first. Back with the dive is De Los Santos. Edwards again ready, come set. And again, a move over to first, and back with the dive is De Los Santos. Finney climbs the hill, comes set, kind of a turned away stance, kind of showing the batter his number. The runner goes, pitches flown into shallow right field, oncoming the right fielder. He can't get it, misses it with a dive. It's into foul ground. It hung up there forever. And Tejada never stopped. He kept going. Horvath couldn't quite get there. Came racing in from right field and ended up tipping off his glove and ricocheting into foul ground. De Los Santos had to wait and see, so he had to stay behind. He moves up to third base. And now it's second and third here with one gone. And Griffo Farrell, the leadoff man, as the order flips over. With the infield pulled in on the grass for Bowling Green. The first pitch is inside for ball one. One-oh coming. Outside to O'Farrell, 2-0. When Edwards comes in, he does kind of turn away from the batter. You kind of can see his number from the batter's box, hides that glove sort of behind him towards center field. 2-0 on the way. O'Farrell fouls it straight back. He's on it, 2-1. We talked about the Ironbirds jerseys. Didn't talk about Bowling Green. They're gray tops, gray bottoms, black letters, black numbers with, or navy blue letters and numbers with orange outline. Bowling Green in cursive across the chest as Edwards will step off. Navy cap all around with their intersecting BG logo. The G a little bit lower than the B with a little bit of a exhaust flame underline of the G, kind of as if it's coming out of a hot rod car. So get a mound conference here. Pitcher, catcher, and the shortstop Santana come in to have a chat. Conference broken up now. Edwards again comes set. Fires the 2-1 home. O'Farrell pops it up on the infield. It's the second baseman, Petre, who will take charge and put it away for out number two. Big out to get there for Garrett Edwards. As now a sacrifice fly won't do it. It's got to be a base hit for the Ironbirds to take the lead. As Vance Honeycutt, the DH, will stand in now. Infield plays normal depth. Now as they can back off the grass, no need to cut the run down at home. First pitch in there, called strike one on Vance Honeycutt. Cowbell's going here in the Dean. 0-1 pitch to Honeycutt. Checks his swing, holds up, it's 2-0. If you missed it last night, it was Copa night here in Aberdeen. The Ironbirds playing as the Sinceros Incredibles, or the Incredible Cowbells. Incredibles, the Incredible Cowbells, of course known for the cowbell culture here at Ripken Stadium. 1-1 pitch, and Honeycutt rips it into left field, a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Tejada, two runs will score. It's a two RBI single for Vance Honeycutt. And the Ironbirds take a two-run lead here in the fifth. So 3-1 now, the Ironbirds lead it. Ethan Anderson will stand in. Honeycutt's going, pitches down, throw down to second base, is not in time. Honeycutt steals second. Ironbirds wanting more here with two outs. Edwards fires the 1-0 to Anderson. Anderson foul tips it straight back. One ball, one strike. And now catcher again will visit with his pitcher, Edwards. Longer one-on-one talk here between Brecker and Edwards. Brecker makes the jog back home. A And so 1-1 now to Ethan Anderson, a 270 hitter on the year. A nice start to 2025 for the catcher. 1-1 pitch. This one ripped right at the second baseman, Petre, for out number three. So side retired for the Ironbirds, but not before Vance Honeycutt comes through. A two RBI single for Honeycutt puts the Ironbirds back on top, 3-1. They lead it here in Aberdeen. We'll come back for the top of the sixth inning here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We're back here in the Dean. It is rehab day in Aberdeen. So Robinson Martinez will take the mound for the Birds now. Here he'll face off against Matt Horvath first. This one outside, one ball, one strike. One outside 2-0. Horvath takes this one high as well. Three balls and a strike now. Swing and a miss here from Horvath. Full now, 3-2. This one fouled back to the screen. Robinson set now. 3-2 pitch on the way. Comes inside on Horvath. He'll spin out of the way and take the walk. So leadoff man aboard here for the Hot Rods. They'll bring up Noah Myers, the center fielder. Pickoff move to first. Horvath back with the dive. First pitch from Robinson at 95 miles an hour is outside. Robinson has spent 7 seasons in the minor leagues across multiple organizations. He has spent 2 seasons internationally in the Dominican Summer League of the Phillies organization. This one in there. Called strike 1. 2 balls and a strike. This one just outside. Robinson has spent 8 years professionally. 3-1 pitches on the way. It's in there, called strike 2. He's played 7 seasons in the minors. 2 seasons for, and as we said, in the Dominican Summer League. This one is swung on and missed for strike 3. First out of the inning, down on strikes goes Noah Myers. And then he has also spent 1 year in independent ball, played in the American Association in Kansas City. That was back in 2021. This one in there on the move is the runner. This one is offline by Anderson. Stolen base for Mac Horvath. Pitch was called a strike, so 0-1. Robinson played for the Kansas City Monarchs in the American Association in 2021. This one is in there, called strike 2 on Ryan Spikes. Monarchs having a good season back in 2021 with Robinson on the team, going 69-31. This one on the ground, too short. O'Farrell has it across the diamond. He'll make the play for out number 2. Daniel Vayohin standing out of the DH, struck out looking his last time. This one on the ground to second, past the diving Arias. A run will come in to score as Horvath will trot home. It's 3-2 now here to the Ironbirds. So Vayohin, the RBI single. It'll bring up Hunter Haas. Haas, a big swing and a miss for strike 1. Haas, a 207 hitter. He's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts today. Has a pair of home runs, 7 RBIs on the year. Swing and a miss, waves at an off-speed pitch. Fooled him that time, it's 0-2. Quick move over to first as the runner was dancing a little bit over there. Robinson thought he caught him leaning, but he does get back just safely, does Vayohin. 0-2 pitch on the way. This one inside, spins out of the way. At 90 miles an hour, does Hunter Haas. Well, Haas spent the entire 2024 season with Bowling Green, played 108 games, hit 193 with 6 homers and 41 RBIs. Another move to first from Robinson. Haas spent the whole 2024 campaign in Bowling Green, played 2023 with the Florida Complex League Rays. This one swung on and missed for strike 3. So Robinson does surrender the one run, but he gets out of the inning. Other than that, it's a one-run game here in the Dean. Ironbirds lead it 3-2 trying to get some insurance here again on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Back here in Aberdeen, bottom of the sixth inning. Iron Birds lead to the Hot Rods 3-2. Call to the bullpen here for the Hot Rods. Jackson Lancaster will take the hill, the left-handed reliever out of the bullpen. This one's up high for ball one. Austin O'Vern will lead things off. O'Vern, Stafford, Arias. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Birds. This one's in there, called strike two. Lancaster comes set on 1-1. Pitch on the way, comes inside. O'Vern turns his head out of the way. 2 balls and a strike. Two-one pitch on the way, down and outside. Lancaster has had a nice year, start to the year so far. He's 1-0 with a 1.64 earned run average. Just one hit allowed so far. Or one hold, that is, excuse me. He had a hold back on April the 20th. Pitched an inning in relief, Cade won. Earned himself the hold. It's 3-2 here now to O'Vern. Payoff pitch on the way. This ball called strike three on O'Vern. Backwards K for O'Vern, and it'll bring up Ryan Stafford. Stafford 0-for-3 this afternoon, a 232 hitter this season, or 229, that is, excuse me. It's been there up high. Well, Lancaster began his professional career in independent ball in 2024. 1-0 pitch on the way is in there, called strike one. He pitched for the Florida Complex League Rays, and Bowling Green compiled a 5.82 earned run average over 27 appearances that included a start last year. There's a called strike two. He tallied 48 strikeouts and 13 walks across 34 innings last year. This one's a called strike three as well. Back-to-back backwards Ks for Lancaster. And Leandro Arias now will stand in. First pitch to Arias. In there for strike one. There's the strike two. Arias calls time. Here down to the final strike of the sixth inning. Lancaster comes home with the 0-2. This one down in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. This one fouled into the seats. Here we'll do it again on 1-2. One-two pitch on the way. This one on the ground, too short. Santana has it across the diamond for out number three. Ironbirds go down in order. They lead by one. Bowling Green trying to tie this game up. Ironbird trying to hold that one-run lead as we head to the seventh on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. We're back here in Aberdeen, top of the seventh inning. Call to the bullpen again for the Ironbirds. The relief pitcher Dominic Freeburger out of the bullpen. Seen 6'205" from Baltimore, Maryland. Having a nice season for himself so far. This will be his eighth appearance on the season. A 2.89 earned run average up to this point through 9 1/3 innings of work. First pitch to Blake Robertson just outside. Robertson, Brecker, Santana, 8-9-1 due up for the Hot Rods. This one on that inside half, good pitch from Freeburger. Freeburger, free agent signing by the Orioles in January of 2024. This one on the ground, rolled over to first on a couple hops. Mordani has it, takes it to the bag himself. for out number one. Brian Brecker now will stand in as the infield shifts. He's a pool hitter, usually 154 average so far this season. This one comes inside on Brecker and on the hands. Pulls his hands in close to his chest and takes ball one. One-oh pitch on the way. That's one in there, called strike one. Well, 2024 was Brecker's first professional, or first full season at the professional level. Played in the Rays organization at the level just below this one. The single A Charleston. 2-1 on the way. This one into center field. On comes O'Vern. He will have to pull up and get it on a hop. It's a one out single for Brian Brecker. Adrian Santana will be next. Shortstop is 0-2 today. Stranded on third base after a fielder's choice and stealing a bag. Advanced to third on a wild pitch where he was stranded. That was back in the fifth. First pitch he sees is just off the outside corner at 91 miles an hour, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch on the way outside for ball two. Well, last year had a fantastic July. Had 10 multi-hit games and 16 contests, accumulating a 337 average over the month. Followed that up in August with at least one hit in 10 of 11 games. In August, hit 240 with 35 RBIs and three triples across 103 games with single A Charleston. As pitcher and catcher converse on the mound, Anderson makes the jog back home from the pitcher's mound. Santana, 3-for-18 with a double against the Ironbirds this season. 2-0 pitch. Comes inside. Three balls, no strikes. He's also walked twice and stolen four bases against the Birds here in 2025. Pitch on the way. That one's in there, called strike one. Taking all the way was Santana. He went 0-for-5 last night, struck out three times in yesterday's contest. This one on the ground to first. Throw to second for the one that'll take the fourth and the lead runner in a one-run ball game. For out number two. So Santana aboard via the fielder's choice. As they get Brecker at second, and Emilian Petre now will stand in. Move over to first, kind of a lazy throwback standing, is Santana, just to make sure you know I'm here throw. First pitch to Petre is a called strike. Petre 0 for 3 yesterday, struck out 3 times, but he did walk and score a run. One here on the way. This one low and outside for ball one. We had rain earlier pregame. Tarps were on the field, but it's cleared up now. We had some dark clouds mocking us beyond the left field wall at the beginning of this game. But other than being overcast, relatively nice afternoon here now. This one's on the ground, off the mound to the shortstop, O'Farrell, who takes it to the bag himself at second for the force. And the side is retired. So Freeburger, a good inning in relief for him. It's time to stretch in Aberdeen. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Birds lead it by 1-3-2 on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network and Bally Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back here in Aberdeen. Bottom of the seventh inning here. Evan John with you. Ironbirds lead this one 3-2 over the Hot Rods. Anderson De Los Santos will lead things off. 7, 8, 9 due up for the Birds. One is high and outside. One ball and one strike here. Jackson Lancaster, 6-1 left-hander, free agent signing in 2023 from Memphis, Tennessee, out for a second inning of relief work. This one high and away as well to De Los Santos. It's 2-1. Two-one pitch on the way. This one ripped down the left field line, but just foul. De Los Santos not fooled on that one. Just out in front. Two balls, two strikes. Here to Aberdeen's third baseman. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch is high, 3-2. Well, Lancaster last appeared earlier in the series. He went two innings on April the 30th. Allowed two hits, struck out one. No decision for Lancaster in that affair. Payoff pitch coming, fouled away. We'll do it again. Lancaster pitched in the Pioneer League for the Ogden Raptors in 2022. Fantastic season there. Finished with a 1.03 earned run average. 12 saves in 25 games as the team's closer. And here's a swing and a miss for strike three. Down on strikes goes De Los Santos.
Mm-hmm.
Onudis Mordaunt will stand in now, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts so far in this one. This one a little bit inside on the first baseman, 1-0. Lancaster drafted by the Mariners in the 39th round in 2019. And there is a called strike one. Lancaster bounced around a little bit in college, that is. Ended up at Missouri as this one swung on and missed. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Spent time at Itawamba Community College in Mississippi before he transferred to the University of Missouri and finished out his collegiate career as a two-way player at Louisiana Tech. One ball, two-strike pitch on the way. This one swung on and missed as Mordaunt drops to a knee and two up, two down here in the seventh for the Birds. Angel Tejada will stand in. Now he doubled his last time through. .226 hitter is Tejada. He would come around and score after that double. This one high and tight. Lancaster comes set. 1-0 pitch on the way out in front, swing and a miss. 84 miles an hour, Tejada out in front of it. For strike one. One ball, one strike pitch here coming from Lancaster. This one on the ground to short. Santana has it across the diamond to first. They get him by a step for out number three. So down in order go the Birds once more. We will go to the eighth inning. Birds up by a run here on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Back here in the top of the eighth inning, Dominic Freeburger back out for his second inning of relief work. Freeburger, the Maryland native from Baltimore. Face Mac Horvath here to begin things. First pitch he sees is inside, 1-0. Freeburger, the free agent signing in January of last year. pitch on the way. Down and away, 2-0. Pitches down and in. Two balls, no strikes to Mac Horvath. Horvath has taken the lead for the Hot Rods, hitting three of his four homers this season at Ripken Stadium. Very familiar with this ballpark. 3-0 taken all the way. It's in there for a called strike. One on the way. That one is in there. Called strike two. So we're full now, 3-2 to Mac Horvath. In his first game against his former team, Horvath swatted two homers. He hit a grand slam as well. Hits this one sky high on the infield again. In foul ground is De Los Santos over by the dugout. He'll make the catch. That'll be out number one here in the eighth. Noah Myers, the center fielder, will stand in. He's 0 for 3 so far this afternoon. Still hitting just over 300 at 302. Shows bunt, and he pulls it back as it comes in inside, maybe a little bit low. In center field this afternoon for the Hot Rods. 3-2. The Ironbirds lead this one. This pitch is outside, 2-0. Freeburger ready again as he comes set. 2-0 pitch on the way, fouled out of play over our heads. Two balls and a strike. One down low, three balls and one strike. Myers began the season with a 17-game on base streak. He was a South Atlantic League Player of the Week from April the 7th to April the 13th. He hit .538 that week as he fouls this one out of play down the left field line. He slashed .538, .667, and .077. Hit a home run at four extra base hits, six RBIs, and seven walks. Payoff pitch to Myers now. This one ripped foul, heads up in the Ironbirds dugout. Players scramble out of the way. It hits off the netting of the railing. But Myers posted a career-high five RBI game in opening series finale at Greenville this year. He's had a fantastic start to his 2025. As Freeburger comes set. Payoff pitch again. This one is high and outside for ball four. So it's a one-out walk for Myers, and certainly speed on the base pass there. Ironbirds manager Ryan Gohl out of the dugout. Now he will take the ball from Dominic Freeburger, and it's a call to the bullpen here for the Ironbirds. Tying run aboard for the Hot Rods, 3-2. The Ironbirds lead it. Man on first, one gone for the Hot Rods here in the eighth. Call to the bullpen here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. We're back here in Aberdeen now as the Ironbirds go to the bullpen. It's Christian Herberholz, the right-hander, will go for the Ironbirds. Standing 5'11", 195, the 24-year-old. Out of Auburn, Ironbirds have the Orioles that has taken a liking to some SEC talent over the recent years. Herberholz will enter the game with one gone, a man on first here. And first pitch is thrown into center field, into a dive. Oh, can't quite make the play. Sliding play out in center field by Auvergne. Almost made a really nice catch. But it popped out of the glove as he went to the ground, and Ryan Spikes has a single on the first pitch he sees from Herberholz. So first and second, one gone for Daniel Vajohin. In there, called strike. Herberholz just called up to the Ironbirds a few days ago on May the 1st. He was the corresponding move when infielder Jalen Vasquez got called up from Aberdeen to Double-A Chesapeake. This one is fouled away. Jalen Vasquez on Thursday night had a walk-off sacrifice bunt, and then later that night was informed he had gotten the call up to Double-A Chesapeake. And with that roster move, a spot opened up on the Ironbirds roster, and Christian Herberholz got the call from Delmarva to come up to the Aberdeen Ironbirds. His minor league stats so far this year, he's 1-1 with a 4.82 earned run average. This will be his seventh game he's appeared in. 9 1/3 innings pitched from the right-hander. This one down and in to Vajohin. The DH is 2-for-3 today. He's got an RBI single already to his name, 1-2. This one inside as Vajohin has to dance out of the way. He says it hit him. Home plate umpire says it does not. And the home plate umpire and manager Rafi Valenzuela have not seen eye to eye this series so far. On Thursday night, manager Valenzuela was ejected from the game arguing balls and strikes as the Ironbirds broke open their scoring in the eighth inning after five consecutive walks. Valenzuela had some issues with the strike zone, and the next inning he was ejected by the home plate umpire. This one's fouled away. Whole Bowling Green dugout was not happy that night. Another coach got the hook as well later the next frame. That's 2-2 here now to Vajohin. Pitch on the way. This one ripped down the line and right, but he pulled it foul into the seats. Vajohin was a highly touted prospect in 2019, ranked as the Reds' number 19 prospect. Peel down to the field umpire, did not go, says the field umpire. It's full 3-2. In 2022, Vajohin was the Reds' number 19 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Developed reputation as a plus thrower. This one's fouled away. We'll do it again. He's a plus thrower and receiver while working well with the pitching staffs as a catcher in the Reds organization. Vajohin fouled this one off his foot, and he's feeling that one. So the trainer and his manager will come out and take a look. athletic trainer for the Hot Rods is Ruben Santiago with the team. He's out there with manager Rafi Valenzuela checking on their designated hitter today. Also a catcher on the roster, of course. He's okay. He'll step back in. The catcher's some of the toughest people on the planet. Payoff pitch again to Vajohin. This one ripped into right field, a base hit. On comes Tejada. They'll hold the runner station to station. The throw comes into the plate. It's a good one from Tejada. It's bases loaded now. No, one man gone here for Christian Herverholz. I'm going to pinch hitter here now as John Diaz will come off the bench. He'll hit in place of Hunter Haas, the left fielder today. He had been 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. John Diaz played in the game yesterday. He went 1-for-2 and walked twice. Hitting 125 on the season for the Rods. He has a pair of homers, 6 RBIs on the season. Ironbirds pitching coach Jeremy Heilman out for a visit with his right-hander, Herverholz. First pitch to Diaz is in there, called strike one. Diaz, 5'8", 160, pure left-hander, left-handed hitter and thrower. 0-1 pitch on the way. Diaz on the ground to second base, diving stop by the second baseman Arias. He'll go to first for the out. Good play at second base by Arias. The tying run will come in to score, but Arias probably saved more with the great diving play at second base. So Diaz, a pinch hit RBI single. And the first pitch now here to Blake Robertson, cut on and missed for strike one. A one pitcher now to Robertson. In there, a called strike two. O-2 pitch now away from Herverholz. Fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. RBI ground out, that is, for Diaz. All square at three here in the Dean. 0-2 pitch again on the way. This one on the ground to second base. Arias has it. He'll throw to first, and that'll conclude matters here in the top of the eighth. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth now. Arias saves maybe the game possibly for the Ironbirds. We're tied at three as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. We're back here in Aberdeen. Pitching change for the Hot Rods. Gerlene Rosario out of the bullpen will come in. 6-3, 2-11. The closer for the Hot Rods has been fantastic so far this season. A 1.13 earned run average. This one comes and hits O'Farrell with the first pitch he sees. Griff O'Farrell hit right in the back, right in the numbers. Got Griff O'Farrell. And O'Farrell is not feeling too great about that one right now. A slow walk off the first baseline. Well, Rosario, the closer for the Hot Rods, has certainly been fantastic. 8 saves was second most by any Rays prospect last year. That was in the Carolina League. Vance Honeycutt will step in now, pick off to first. Back easy. He had a .297 earned run average across 34 appearances, fourth most of any Rays prospect, but he has yet to reach double A in his career. First pitch to Honeycutt, down and away, 91. Well, he's a four-pitch pitcher, a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a curveball. One-oh pitch on the way. Honeycutt showing bunt. He'll pull it back, but it's a called strike anyway on the outside corner. Honeycutt, a big two RBI single his last time up. That came back in the fifth. Rosario comes home, shows bunt again, pulls it back. This time it is outside. Two balls and a strike. Rosario, the hair flowing out of the back of the hat. Honeycutt shows bunt again. This time he pops it up and off the glove of the catcher. Brecker popped up out of the stance, almost made a nice play. Didn't get very high in the air. The foul bunt, Brecker almost made a nice diving catch. But it popped out of his mitt. And new life here for Vance Honeycutt. Two-two pitch on the way. Honeycutt shows bunt again. Reaches out and misses for a strikeout. So, first out of the inning comes via the failed bunt attempt. And Honeycutt down on strikes, but Ethan Anderson now will stand in. One of the better hitters all year so far for the Ironbirds. 267 hitter for the catcher in the three spot this afternoon. Runners going, pitch a swung on a miss. Throw down is not going to be a throw. It's bobbled out of the hand of the catcher, Brecker. He did grab it again in the air, but no throw. O'Farrell steals second with ease. Now the go-ahead runner is in scoring position here with one gone in the home half of the eighth. Brief mound visit there from the catcher after the stolen base. Brecker took a jog out. Runner on second, maybe going over sign indicators here now for pitch calling. 0-1 pitch on the way. This one skips away. And off to third goes O'Farrell. And now the go-ahead runner is 90 feet away with one out. Skipped in, and Brecker, once he found the ball, shook that right hand, the throwing hand. Went to block. It looks like he might have caught part of that baseball on his bare hand. 1-1 now, infield pulled in. It's a little bit upstairs for ball two. Anderson, 14 RBIs on the season. Big RBI spot here. Infield in on the grass for Bowling Green. This one hit high in the air. Third base side. Third baseman Spikes will pull it in for out number two. So big second out there for Rosario. And now it'll be up to Austin O'Vern here, the center fielder. That go-ahead runner 90 feet away. So Vern takes strike one on the inner half. One pitch coming. Fouled away, half-hearted swing that time. No balls and two strikes here on Austin O'Vern. Go ahead, run 90 feet away here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rosario comes set. 0-2 on the way. O'Vern hits a ball high in the air down the right field line. Horvath is over. Up against the line, up against the wall. He'll make the catch in foul ground. And the inning is over. So the Ironbirds get that go-ahead run all the way to third base with less than two outs, but they can't score. We'll go to the ninth inning all square. 3-3. Here to the ninth we go on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We're back here, top of the ninth inning in Aberdeen. Brian Brecker will lead things off as Christian Herbert holds us back out again for another inning of relief for Aberdeen. First pitch to Brecker's in there at the knees, a called strike one. A one pitch to Brecker. This one outside. One ball, one strike. Brecker 3-for-3 today. Three singles. This one swung on, tipped into the mitt. Brecker came in a 108 hitter on the season. He's a 175 hitter now. One ball and two strikes here to him. This one down and away. Brecker with the breaking ball. Or Purholz it is with the breaking ball. Brecker spits on it. 2-2 on the way. This one high and tight. Limbo's out of the way. We're full 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. This one on the ground to second base. Arias a couple steps to the second base side. Makes the play. Toss to first for out number one. So ground out 4-3 for Brecker. The first time he's been retired this afternoon. And it'll flip the order over now with one out for Adrian Santana. Santana 0-3 with a walk so far. He's reached on two fielder's choices. He's grounded out to short to lead things off in the first. First pitch is in there, called strike one from Herverholz. Santana swings and misses there at 87 miles an hour. And quickly now he's behind 0-2. O-2 pitch coming from Herverholz. Foul it away. We'll do it again. Well, the Hot Rods headed to Winston-Salem after this game. Tonight they'll fly out of Baltimore and head there this evening. Continue their road trip here for the Hot Rods. So it's down for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Rolls again, comes set on 1-2. This one high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Herverholz ready, comes set on 2-2. Pitch on the way is a called strike three to Adrian Santana. Backwards K is good for out number two, and now it's Emilian Petre. First pitch to Petre on the ground, back to Herverholz, who makes a stabbing play above his head. Toss to first, and the inning's over. So Herverholz gets out of the ninth, 1-2-3. Fielding his position in the process. We will go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Ironbirds looking to walk it off to conclude the series here in the Dean. We'll be back tied at three. Bottom of the ninth coming up here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. We're back here, bottom of the ninth inning. All tied at three. Ironbirds looking to win it. Pitching change for the Hot Rods. Derek Eddington will take over on the mound. Eddington, the 6'8 right-hander from Pickford, Michigan. And I'll face Ryan Stafford as he fires in a called strike one. Eddington, a free agent this past offseason. 0-1 is high and away. One ball, one strike. One pitch to Stafford. Stafford fouls it away over the first base dugout. One ball, two strikes. Eddington, a 360 earned run average on the season. He's 0-1. He has two saves to his name. One-two pitch on the way. This one floated into center field. Oncoming the center fielder, Myers. Outgoing the shortstop, though, Santana. He's got the better read on it. And he puts it away for out number one. Leandro Arias, the second baseman, will take his hacks for the Ironbirds now. 0-3 so far today. Pop out to the catcher, fly out to center field, and a ground out to shortstop. And Arias will take strike one. Eddington, a three-pitch pitcher, fastball, slider, changeup. One on the way. This one fouled towards the suite next to us. O-2 pitch on the way. This one chopped to third. Spikes has it on a high hop across the diamond, and he'll get his man for out number two. Anderson De Los Santos, the third baseman, will stand in now. He's 1-for-3. A single, he came around to score, and a pair of strikeouts so far. 191 hitter on the 2025 season. First pitch he sees from Eddington is inside, almost got him. Looked like the slider might have slipped out a little bit there. Backed up on him. One ball and no strikes. Two home runs this season for De Los Santos, 11 RBIs. 1-0 is outside all the way to the backstop, way outside. 2-0. Coming here to De Los Santos. He will ground it hard down the third baseline and foul into the camera well over there. Two-one. This one ripped to left field, a base hit into the corner. It'll rattle around against the fence. Hits the corner at first, on his way to second. The throw to second base is not in time. In safely with a slide. And he draws an Earhart to the dugout. And all his teammates. And the winning run is at second base here with two gone in the bottom of the ninth. Anudas Mordan now will stand in. Did homer last night. It was his first home run of the season. Last night, hit it into the visitor's bullpen in left field. First pitch to Mordan is down and inside, 1-0. Iron Birds will hit the road. They head to Jersey Shore after an off day tomorrow. Six-game set on the shore for the Birds. 1-0 pitch inside. Watch out. Limbo almost went to the ground there. Did more down high and tight at 96 miles an hour. That'll wake you up. We're down the third baseman, or the first baseman, 0 for 3, three strikeouts so far. Pitch on the way, down and outside, 3-0 now to the first baseman. Angel Tejada waits on deck. Tejada doubled earlier in the game. The 3-0 on the way to Mordaunt. And he will hit it in the air to the shortstop, Santana, who puts it away and will play free baseball in Aberdeen. Extra innings we go. Top of the 10th coming from Aberdeen. We're all square at 3 on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We're back here in the top of the 10th, and stop me if you've heard this before. Position player pitching here in a tie game. Angel Tejada comes in from right. He's on the mound again. And Horvath, the first pitch he sees, hits it high and deep down the left field line, and he hits it out. Mac Horvath attacks the first pitch he sees from Angel Tejada. The former Ironbird continues his success here in Aberdeen. And he hits his third home run of the series. And he hits it out over top of the bullpen in left. And it's a 5-3 lead now here for the Hot Rods. This one ripped down the line and right, it's foul. It's Horvath's fourth home run, actually, of the series. Here against the Iron Birds. Myers takes this one down low. This one outside. One ball, one strike. One pitch swung on and missed by Myers. One ball, two strikes. Pitch on the way. This one ripped down the line in left, but it's hooking foul. The Ironbirds out of pitchers to use in their bullpen. And it falls on the shoulders of Angel Tejada here to get through the 10th. 2-2 coming. This one high and away, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Angel Tejada gets a strikeout. Bring up Ryan Spikes. Spikes 1-for-4 today. This one comes inside, hits Spikes. So he's on base via the hit by pitch. Daniel Vajohin will be next now. Vajohin hits one high in the air, straight up. And the pitcher, Tejada, calls everybody off and puts it away for out number two. Typically, you call off the pitcher when he's hopping off the mound for a pop-up, but when it's a position player, a little bit different. First pitch here to John Diaz is a little bit high. Up in the velocity a little bit there is Tejada, up to 86 on the gun. This one hit high in the air, way up there in shallow right field. It's the second baseman, Arias, calling everybody off. He'll put it away for out number three. But Mac Horvath does the damage. He hits the two-run shot on the first pitch offered by Tejada. And the Ironbirds now needing to answer back. Bottom of the 10th we go. Ironbirds down 2, 5-3 on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We are here now back in Aberdeen. Bottom of the 10th inning, Ironbirds down 2. And Angel Tejada, the pitcher, now position player, pitcher on the mound. Now he's hitting for the Ironbirds. Automatic runner at second base, Ironbirds down 2. Tejada takes his first pitch high and away for ball 1. Pitching change for the Hot Rods. It's Jack Snyder on the mound. 6'2 right-hander from Chicago, Illinois. 1-0 on the way. Tejada takes close outside, 2-0. Snyder, a 7.04 earned run average on the season. Two saves to his name. Trying to lock it down here for the Hot Rods. 2-0. Tejada fouls it away, 2-1. Tejada is 1-for-3 on the afternoon. He doubled back in the fifth. Two-one pitch on the way. Tejada fouls it away again. This one will find the seats even now. 2-2. Snyder's gone 2-for-3 on save opportunities this season. Looking to make it 3-for-4 here against the Ironbirds. Looks back at second, now home to Tejada. And Tejada fouls it away in the same spot over there over the first base dugout. And we will do it again here, 2-2. Snyder comes set, 2-2. And again, fouled back. Hanging tough here is Tejada. Two-two pitch on the way. And again, fouled away. On the first base side. Tejada not being fooled so far. 2-2, one more time. This one down to third. Spikes has it on the ground. Across to first, it'll be the first out of the inning. That flips the order over now to Griff O'Farrell. Farrell hit by a pitch his last time. He got stranded at third after that. First pitch he sees down and away. Good stop by the catcher, Brecker. One ball, no strikes here to Griff O'Farrell. Pitch on the way is fouled. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitch coming to O'Farrell. Long hold now, the pitch. Swing and a drive to left field. Back goes Haas. He's on the track. He is at the wall. He makes the catch up against the T-Mobile sign. And O'Farrell just missed the game-tying shot. And now just like that, Aberdeen down to their final out here this afternoon. It's up to Vance Honeycutt now, the DH. 1-for-3 so far, a big 2-RBI single back in the fifth. First pitch he sees, fouled back, 0-1. One pitch here to Honeycutt. It is downstairs, one wall, one strike. set the 1-1. Outside for ball two. The catcher, Ethan Anderson, waits on deck. He hopes for a chance. But it's up to Honeycutt right now. Two balls, one strike. Pitch on the way. That one's in there, called strike two. Honeycutt a couple head tilts, contemplating what he thinks about strike two. Steps back in, ready now as the Ironbirds find themselves down to their final strike. 2-2, Snyder set. Pitch on the way. It is a called strike three. Honeycutt goes down looking. And the Ironbirds drop the finale here in Aberdeen by a score of 5-3 here in 10. The Ironbirds fall to the Hot Rods, and they drop the series as well here in Aberdeen. A good back-and-forth game this afternoon, but the Ironbirds come off a loss yesterday and can't bounce back today. It's their third loss in a row. They win just one game in the series against Bowling Green. And they'll look to the road now here. Rehab day went well for the Ironbirds, though. The pitchers they wanted to see pitched, and they pitched well. Zach Geflin came out. He started the game. He went four complete. Allowed just two hits. Struck out four, walked two as well. And then Andrew Kittredge as well came out of the bullpen for the Ironbirds. He pitched an inning, surrendered one run on two hits, K to pair. Robinson Martinez, again, he on rehab as well. He surrendered one run on one hit, struck out a pair himself. The Ironbirds do drop this one, though, 5-3. They're losing the hit column as well, 9-5. And the Ironbirds will look forward here as they will hit the road and travel to Jersey Shore. Off day tomorrow, and they will meet Jersey Shore at their place, who they fared the best against so far this season. Hopefully a good bounce-back series for the Birds. They have played nobody better than they've played against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. They play them in one series. They've won that series 4-2. And they'll look to go down there and do it again to Jersey Shore. As for the Bowling Green Hot Rods, they will hit the road. They'll hop on a plane and go to Winston-Salem later tonight. But they find success here in Aberdeen. And nobody more than our old friend, Mac Horvath. He crushes the Ironbirds here this past week. He has hit four of his five home runs have come in this ballpark, not just against the Ironbirds, but in this ballpark. They have come here for Mac Horvath, but he will continue to look for great success with the Hot Rods. But as for us, Ironbirds lose this one 5-3. We thank you so much for joining us here this week and this weekend. As for all of our incredible production crew, our staff, here with the Ironbirds, I am Evan John saying so long to you here on Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. We'll see you next week here in the Dean.